Yom Dechag Chalukim B'Kavan Asayim. Every day of Sukkot has a different amount, a different type of Kabonis. The Por Yechag changes every day. See if every day has to have Gantz Halal. But the Pesach in Chalukim B'Kavan Asayim, Pesach, the same carbon you bring the first day, you bring the second, third, fourth day. So there's no difference in the Kabonis. Therefore, we don't say Gantz Halal the other days of Pesach. Other places was to say that since the end of Arthas, the end of the Pesach was by the Kriyas Yamsuf when the Mitzrayim died, so therefore they didn't say Halal then. So if we don't say Halal either then, alright. Having more say now, because there's no Chiluk Korban Asayim, that's why you don't say Gantz Halal all the days of Pesach. So we ask the question, if so, Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, the Chiluk Korban Asayim, like Shabbos is different than the day before, you have Musaf on Shabbos. So why don't we say Gantz Halal on Shabbos? So where it says no, Leikri Mayid, Shabbos is not called a Mayid. We only say Halal when it's called a Mayid. For the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, Dikri Mayid, Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayid. Leikri, we should say Gantz Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So where it says no, Leiktish, Biasiyas Melacha. That also do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we don't have to say Gantz Halal. The Pesach says, Hashir Yilachem Kolulis Kaddish. When do you say the Shir? When it's Kulei Kaddish. Means Chag Laila means Hamakudish Lechag Toin Shira. Something that's also do Melacha, then you have to say Gantz Halal. But Vishen the Makudish Lechag is not also like the Dusias Melacha, Hamakudish Lechag, they name Toin Shira, then you don't have to say Gantz Halal. For the Gemara, that's why in Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Gantz Halal, even though it's called a Mayid, but it's not also Vasias Melacha. For the Gemara, still Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, the Yikrimah, they all call the Mayid, the Yikrish, Vasias Melacha, that's the Melacha, Mashan Yom Kippurim, Lame, why don't we say? The Gemara, Mishun Rabavua, the Yom Rabavua, Omu Machas, Och Machas, Shas, Nefne Kash Baruch, we better show them. If the Marin Yisrael Mishil of Fonechet Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, how come Klal Yisrael does not say on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah Halal? On the Lamb, so he said back clear, Hashem said back, Efsha, yeah, is Efsha Melech Yeshua Kisi Adin, because Baruch was sitting on his Kisi of Din, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Fonechet, they open up, for Yisrael Yom Shiva, like the Zman Adin, it's a man of Yira, it's not a time to sing to say Shiva, Lefonai. So that's why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. For the Gemara Ayvah Chanukah, how come we say Gantz Halal all 8 days of Chanukah? To Leihoch of Leihoch, Chanukah is not also a Yisrael Melach, it's not called a Mayid, and it doesn't have different Kabbonis. So how come we say Gantz Halal? The Gemara says, why? Mishum Nisa. Of the Nes, the Pirsa Menes of Chanukah, that's Mechayv to say Gantz Halal. For the Gemara, so Purim, Dika Nisa, Leim, how come a Purim we don't say Gantz Halal? Om Rav Yitzhu Lefi, Shenemim Shira, Neshem Chutz Loretz. Since the Nes of Purim happened in Chutz Loretz and Pras, we don't say Shiva. Maskabla Rav Nachman by Yitzchav Arei Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nes of Chutz Loretz, also was a Nes of Chutz Loretz, so for a minute we do say Halal. Katani, we learned, Asha Nichnasu Yisrael Loretz, so the answer is like this. Katani is the answer, Asha Nichnasu Yitzchav Loretz, before Christ, I want to Eretz Yisrael, Chum Kshur Kola, what's his name is Shiva, Nechnami. And that's happened even outside Eretz Yisrael, no matter where it happened to Christ, so they would say Shiva. So the Shach Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet, we say Gantz Halal on the first day of Pesach. That Mishnichnus Loras, once we came into Eretz Yisrael already, and then Lehukshu, Kol HaRotz, Lehme Shira. And all the other lands, we do not say Shira for them, only a Nef that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So by Purim time, since we came into Eretz Yisrael already, and Purim was a Nef that happened in Chutz Loras, therefore we do not say Halal on Purim. That's one Teretz. Rav Nachman Amanel, Kriyasu Zui Halila. That when we read the Megillah on Purim, by saying, speaking about the Nef, that's good for the Halal, we're praising Hashem. Rav Amalai, there's another answer. Bishleim ha'osam halalu avdi Hashem le'yavdi paro. Ba'yitzias mitzrayim et mitzias, we stopped being slaves to paro, and we came to be a slave to Hashem, so that we therefore we say halal. But ha'ocho halalu avdi Hashem le'yavdi achashverish. Is it true to say that we're not avdi achashverish? Like even after the nes of Purim, akati avdi achashverish, and I'm still in Golis. We don't have back the Melech Yisrael yet. We're still under the shibra of the other goyim. So therefore, we can't say Gantz Halal. We don't say Halal Olam for him. For the Mole Rav Nachman, the Yoma, Kriyasi Zui Lili, he says no. That the fact that we lain the Megillah, that's called Halal. Ah, Yotani, we learn, Mishenichnus Loretz, Yochshu Kolorotz, Lame Shira. So the Chura, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, we should not say Shira on the method happened in Chutz Loretz. So why does he say, really, Purim, we do say Halal in the Megillah? What's the purpose? where it's a nes in chutz laretz. He'll hold kivin shegolu, since they went into golus klai Yisrael, chozul atan rishon. Yes, now they're allowed to. Since they went into golus echonami, they would be allowed to say shira. Yes, only when they're in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't say shira for nes that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. But once they came into, once they golus, they went out of Eretz Yisrael, then they could say hallel even for nes that happened outside. Therefore, he holds really on Purim, you do have to say hallel. Because the pshat is, Rabbanu Masakin, the kriya of the Megillah itself, that takes the place of hallel. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Amid Beis, in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says by two dots, and four lines down from the big lines, Lo yeho yo makid the Yobav Shanachoshis. In the Beis Migdash, you did not play the flute made out of, it says the Obav here, made out of Nechoshis, out of copper, but rather made out of reeds. So where is the question, Poshe b'chalil, the Mishnah starts off calling it a chalil, a flute, or Messiah in the Oviv, and it ends off calling it an Oviv. The question is why? So where have been there is an Oviv, it's a different instrument. So where is the Rapapa? No. I'll tell you, Hainu chalil, Hainu Oviv, really it's the same thing. The chalil and the Oviv is the same instrument, they're both the flutes. If you might call it chalil, why do we call it a chalil then? If really it's called an Oviv, so why do we call it a chalil? The choli koli means its voice is nice and sweet. Rashi says the choli koli means mosse koli lishmaya. The voice is very sweet. It's a good voice to hear.
Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, look at the price like this. Oviv hoye ba migdash. There was this pipe, this flute that was in the base of migdash. Cholik was smooth, flat, hoye. And dak hoye was also very thin. It was smooth and thin. Shelkon hoye was made out of a reed. It was from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Tziva Melech, the Melech, made a commandment, and V'tzifeil Zov, the king wanted it that it should be covered up with gold. And then what happened was it didn't sound so sweet. The voice was not so sweet anymore. Not let Tzifuya, they took off the covering of gold. Now the voice came back sweet the way it was before. Just to show us, you have to leave it the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the nicest way it could be. Then the Gemara says the same thing. Tzulzul hoye b'migdash. There was the tzulzul. We call it the symbols. Rashi says that shnei kelim makam zel, two kelim that they bang together. That's the way they make the kelim dak. It's a very thin voice. The current lord tzimbush. Get the symbols. Shonachoshes so he was made out of kappa. Voye kelly oriv. His voice is very sweet. The nifkam, it became pogam, something happened to it, a hole came in it. So the shochu chachomim veviim umnim melachsan gishom etzrayim. The chom sent it to be fixed by craftsmen from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. They take new and they fixed it up. But after they fixed it up, v'loihoya koylei oriv, the voice was not sweet the way it used to be. So what happened was, notlu, the chom took away what they patched up, notlu es tikunoi, now the voice came back to be sweet again the way it was before. Again, to show it, not to touch the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, machteshes hoye b'migdash. There was a grinder. There was this type of a grinder that was there, a mortar, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shom nechoshes made out of kappa, hoyso. Omi yemois moishois was from the times of Moshe. For hoyso mefatem esesab somin. And that would make like the senses smell very good. They used it to mix up the b'samim, the senses. Now nispagmo also, the kam happened to the whole crack came in on it. They brought in craftsmen from Asanya Shomatram to try and vitiknu and they fixed it. But lohoisim afatemis, it did not like mix up the b'samim, did not mix it up k'moy shoisa the way it used to do it before. So notlu es tikuna, they took off the part that they put in to fix it, voisim efatemis, and now it mixed it up very good, and mixed up the spices k'moy shoisa the way it was before. And Rashi explains over here, making the nicer means sheboho yukoichin samamoniak teres, used to crush up the samamonim in this mortar, voyekoiloi tzolo, and the voice of the mortar was a nice solo, clear voice. Now that was mefatemes habsom, that made the b'som even smell better. For noistim berech, it made a good smell to the b'somim. Like the Gemara Krista says, Hasoichet, the one that was grinding up the psalm, used to say, Omer, Hetev, Hodek, Hodek, Hetev, Shakol Yachlub Psalmim. The voice was nice for the psalmim. I mean, if they had a nice voice there, Bishasta, they were grinding the psalmim, it would make the smell even smell better. Nothing more says, Elu Shne Kelim, these two Kelim, meaning to say, this Tzilzel and the Machteshes of Nechoshesh, these two Kelim, Nishtaru Mimikdash Rishon, left over from the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Venispagmu, Vohoyulem Arucha. And when they got damaged, like, there was no way to fix them up. They couldn't be fixed up. And Valeim Amadavra, and then Dovra Melah said, this passage that says, Nechoshesh Memorit, or else Nechoshesh Memurak. And Valeim Oema, then it says, O Kli Nechoshesh Mutsov Shinayim Chamudos. So Rashi explains the first pasuk of Nechoshesh Memorit. Rashi says, Memorit means dak, it was very thin. Sheyecholun Lekoflik, Ramesh folded over. And Nechoshesh Memurak means kolal, very clear. There's a clear, bright Nechoshesh. And this also, pasuk says, the Kli Nechoshesh Mutsov Shneyem Chamudos. Means these two vessels of fine, bright brass, they were like precious as gold. Now, Rav Shmuel, some Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says, Kol Lechot V'yechot Shokol, Shokol Kishneim Shazov. One says that each of them had the full weight of two of gold. That's what one learns. The Chadam, and the other one says, no. Shneyem Shkulam K'yechot Shazov. Both of them together weighed like a kli made from gold. Now, Tony Rabbi Yosef learned, Shneyem Shkulam K'yechot Shazov. Both of them together weighed like one of gold. Tanya will learn, Rabbi Nosson Neimer, Shneyem Hoyu. Means there were two of them. There were two Machteshes, and there were two Tzilzels. Shneyem the Pasuk says, Shneyem. Is Al Tikri Shneyem, Ela Shneyem. Don't just say there was just two there, but rather Shneyem, there were doubles, and that each one was made out of two. There were two Tzilzolim and two Machteshes. Tony Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said like this, that Shiluach hoyu mekaleach mayim bekisa. The Shiluach used to gush out water from the mouth of the size of an issa, very small opening. An issa the size of a coin. Rashi says, pi amayin, the opening of the mayin, shunay v'shom, where the water used to come out from, ruach was only white kiss like a coin of an issa. Now Tziva Melech, the Melech wanted v'achivu, to make it wide. Kadesh Yisrabu, maybe there should be a lot of water. There's the Meish Shaluach, that's the famous water, used to come out near the Beis HaMikdash, used to go down, used to schlep the water there for the Mayim, Nisach HaMayim. So the Melech wanted there should be a wider opening, that more water should come in. What happened was, Venis Mayetu, so after he widened it, less water came out. V'chozru Miyatu, and later they made it smaller again, the opening, the way it used to be. V'mekalech Mayim, and then the water flowed out. Lakayim Hashnemet, and Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, Al Yisal HaChochem B'Chochmosoi, for Yisal HaGibah B'Gvorosoi, HaChochem Shnat B'Hapi, Rashi says, Shechochmosoi Einu Elo Mekakelis. Sometimes what your Chochmah tells you to do only ruins it. V'Shekli Mikdash Rishon, Api Agvura Nasu, the Kelim in the first place, the Mikdash made Api Agvura, to see the Pasuk says, HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Ola Hiskil, is called Melechat HaTavnis. If so, I don't think that you could do better. You could change it around. And by Yisalo Giba Begvurasi, V'chein Hoyim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer Harduliyim Loi Hoyim Amigdash. He said this Harduliyim, this type of an instrument was not on the base of Migdash. Like Moran says, my Harduliyim. What is this instrument? The Harduliyim. Omrabaya Tavla Kudgarno. It was a Tavla. So Rashi said that means there's a zug v'invul, it's like a bell with a banger inside it. So it was like a bell with a tav, like a plank that had a bell inside it. And the reason why they did not have it, because its voice would mix up the other sweet voices. It would like disturb and mix up the other voices, therefore they did not have this kli in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Chod Gers Orev, some Gers not Orev, but Neshekoli Av was a thick voice. Or Ma'abra Vesanima would mix up the other sweet voices, Therefore, they did not have this kli in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Omar Rabba Bar Shailo, Omar Rab Masna, Omar Shmuel, Magrifo Hoysav Hamikdash. They had this type of a Magrifo. They had this, it's postured like Toys known, it's a musical instrument. Even the Rashi says it was a type of a shovel shagor from his deshim used to clean out the deshim with it. Poshim, the Gemara's Master Thesis says it was a kli zemer, a musical instrument. So you used to have this magri voice of a migdosh.